This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
It is Free Talk Live, another week of fun and open phones here on the radio, where we'll take your calls about anything you would like to discuss. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And we do have Skype. So if you've got Skype and you want to call us there and sound better than the phone, you can use Skype username lrn.fm. Just send a contact request. We'll approve it. You'll be good to go. And then also our Discord on-air call-in line room is available to you, which will sound even better than Skype. So it's your option how you want to get on with us. It's your option what you want to talk about. But we always bring things to the table tonight. Of course, we don't normally talk about the big headlines of the day. Not always. But sometimes you just can't ignore it. And here's one from Toronto, where 9 people at least now are dead and 16 more injured in a mass van striking. So, once again,
it's like the SUV.
Like the SUV?
Well, the SUV did this, the SUV did that, the pistol, you know, fired.
Oh, here. I see what you're saying.
Oh, yeah, so it's the Transformers are just running into people and shooting bullets out of themselves.
Police say they actually have a male suspect after a white van mounted a curb in the city's north end, killing 9 people and injuring 16 others. Deputy Police Chief Peter Yen, this story, by the way, from CTV News in Canada, told reporters Monday afternoon that police, that's today, received multiple calls around 1:30 p.m. about a vehicle driving on Yonge Street, striking a number of pedestrians between a couple different avenues. They have the suspect in custody, and the van has been located, and people are dead. So are the people going to be clamoring for van safe spaces, preventing vans from going into downtown Toronto?
No, because they're going to say that that's ridiculous. You know, ultimately, that's what it's going to come down to. Cars are far more deadly than firearms here in the United States, but no, it's ridiculous, the idea. We already license vans and, you know, whatever.
I mean, this compares. Like, this body count is comparable to many mass shootings, right?
Sure,
like,
sure.
9 people are dead, 16 people in the hospital as a result of this.
Most mass shootings that go on have at the least one person, or at least a group of people. Like, there's, you know, they're after somebody or some group of people. It's usually not Higgly Piggly, you know? Not usually. Like, if you were to take all the mass shootings in the U.S., and you were to make a Venn diagram, or a pie chart, uh-huh, of the ones where, you know, somebody here at the very least was a target.
Yeah.
Versus,
like, the bullies at the school who picked on the Columbine joke.
Or the teachers, or, you know, mm-hmm, whatever it might be, wherever it might be, some set of coworkers.
But then you get the Vegas shooting. That's a random shooting.
The Vegas,
right,
shooting is about as random as it gets.
I don't think that's necessarily random.
It seems random.
He was firing
it.
I mean, maybe he hated country music fans,
yeah,
or something like that.
He might have hated that demographic. And especially since most mass shooters, guess what, are leftists.
So he hates his own demographic? I mean, because wasn't he an older white guy?
Yeah, but
we're
talking about specifically country music fans.
Okay, so she's specifically talking about psychographics.
The guy shot up a country music concert, right?
But he could have been a leftist. Who,
most mass shooters are.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't remember the details on who that guy was.
Yeah, that's a group with a, not an identity necessarily, but a group that is a specific group of people. It's not like shooting up a grocery store, yeah, where everybody buys food. Yeah. That is a specific subset of people. So I don't know that we can say that was necessarily untargeted.
Unless somebody actually says something, though, about, I hate country music, I hate the fans of this country music artist, or I hate this country music artist.
Right, but they don't necessarily say, I hate the school, or I hate my job, but we can kind of infer that that's the case.
A lot of times they do, though, right? Like the Facebook, social networking, these killers will kind of telegraph to some extent in advance the targets of what they are displeased, of with which they are displeased. Anyway, the police chief in Toronto says he wants to assure the public that the rest of the city is adequately policed. As though the cops would have been able to do much of anything at all. I mean, by the time this guy's up on the curb and flooring it, you've already got some dead bodies on your hands, right? Even if there was a cop who happened to be on the street on that particular, in that area while this happened, I mean, he'd be able to fire some shots, but ultimately
bullets pass pretty readily through vans.
Sure.
Like, they just pass right through it. There's some glass on one end and a piece of sheet metal on the other.
And there have been stories where police have fired at a so-called assailant only to hit innocent people nearby within the last few years.
Yeah, I'm sorry, but you don't just...
New York City was one.
You're in a city.
Yeah.
You don't just start firing.
And you should
it's
probably,
not okay to kill other people because you're trying to shoot at the van driver, you know?
Yeah, and if you're close enough to get a clear shot, you should probably try to shoot, like, the tires
out.
Because that would stop the car, as opposed to shooting the window, which is vaguely annoying to the driver.
Witness Al Shaker, who was driving southbound at the time, said he started going down on the sidewalk and crumbling down people one by one. Said he saw the vehicle strike someone with a stroller. The toll-free number here tonight is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. I mean, there's such a clamoring for the gun prohibition here in the United States today. And, of course, Canada, I believe, is one of those states that
Canada can't even keep their licensed drivers from running people over.
Yeah, well, most countries are gun-free countries. Yeah. It's one of the reasons why it's hard to pick a backup country.
Isn't it true that in Canada, and we don't have Vincent on the show tonight, but he's actually originally from there, one of our sometime co-hosts. I believe Canada, you can somehow have a rifle, but not a like a one-shot kind of rifle or something like that, not pistols.
They allow hunting, but pistol. What's a pistol for?
Self-defense.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
So you could use it against a bear or a cougar or something.
Yes, yeah, sure.
But largely it's for shooting people, right? Like it's for large, mostly mammals that I can think of. You know, there aren't too many flightless birds you're dealing with. Not many large amphibians. North America doesn't have really big reptiles. You generally don't shoot fish. Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and say that's all the vertebrates. I'm going to go ahead and say that pistols are for killing large mammals. And, you know, usually that's a human being, probably 99-point-something cases out of 100. Sometimes you're talking about a cougar or a bear. I gotta say, if I'm doing some hiking out in the Rockies, I really would like to be able to have my pistol on me. And, you know, open carry.
Or at least a real rifle that's probably banned in Canada.
Yeah, that would like that too, but carrying a rifle sounds inconvenient compared to a pistol if I'm trying to protect myself from grizzlies and pumas.
So here you have it, Canada, a country with some pretty severe gun restrictions. You've got a madman barreling down the sidewalk with a van, killing at least at this time 9 people. I mean, it seems pretty clear that the problem is with killers. The problem is with psychopaths. The problem is with these, you know, antisocial, violent people who, in many cases, get jobs in government. But this guy, we don't know where he worked at this point.
Well, he didn't do this through the state.
Right.
So that's same thing.
But the point here is it should be pretty crystal clear. It's like, go ahead. If you think you can ban guns, you're crazy, because anybody who wants to get guns is still going to be able to get guns. But in Canada, it's easier to go ahead and get yourself a van. I mean, anybody with a driver's license can walk into Avis Rent-A-Car or whatever it is and get themselves a van and then go up on a curb and run people down. Any psychopath can do that. And there's nothing that's going to be able to stop that. I mean, really, what could be done to stop this from happening?
Yeah, I mean, so if your intention is just to kind of spray a crowd, you're going to be able to kill people.
Yeah.
If you're just kind of randomly or quasi-randomly, you don't have a specific target just to kill people. The problem is, for self-defense purposes, you kind of want to shoot, like, a specific person who's coming at you at that moment. That's more difficult to do with just random objects.
When you say that, random objects, what do you mean?
things other than a pistol.
Oh, defending yourself with something else.
Yeah.
I see what you mean. Well, I mean, obviously people will arm themselves with other things that aren't random. They'll pick pepper spray. They'll pick, you know, Chinese throwing stars.
Yeah, but pepper spray isn't really a great self-defense weapon.
No doubt. And it's not going to do anything against an oncoming van. More coming up here. 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Skype username is lrn.fm. You can join us on the radio. This is Free Talk Live.
What is it costing you in vet bills for that convenience of just pulling open a bag of
formulated, extruded, processed cereal bits that cost a ton of money anyways?
How do you feed your dog to derive not only energy, but a good coat, bright eyes, and a great attitude?
Come to Dinovite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
I found his raw meat diet on Dinovite.com.
With just the raw meat and the eggs in the Dinovite and the Super Omega on top of it.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Buy two, get one free.
Ground beef, white rice, eggs, including the shells, and the Dinovite supplement, and then the Lico Chops.
Try Lico Chops. Buy two, get one free.
It just balances out his body and his mind and his spirit.
Adding Dinovite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
Their skin is so much better now that they're on the raw diet. I don't even give them the kibble anymore.
DINOVITE.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Zencash is an end-to-end encrypted system with zero-knowledge technology over which communications, data, or value can be securely transmitted and stored. With over 7,500 secure nodes, Zencash has one of the most distributed node systems of any cryptocurrency. Zencash is a platform for cryptocurrency and communications built by voluntarists for voluntarists, with the ideas of voluntary interaction being written into the white paper no less than half a dozen times. Learn more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. And Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid Foundational Storage, partnered with the most respected name in security, maintaining an A+ Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you'd like. Just dial toll-free here. Our number numbers, 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Anybody out there want to actually seriously call for a restriction on driving? Because there's already kinds of all kinds of restrictions on driving, but now you still have people running, in this case in Canada, what, two dozen people down, basically? Nine people are dead, 16 people have been injured by some madman in a van. And are people going to be calling for van restrictions? The toll-free number again, 855-450-FREE like freedom. I do want to make sure you know about Zencash. If you are interested in cryptocurrencies, then you know there are 1,500-plus cryptos around the globe. Most of them are, you know, very highly speculative, and to some extent, so Zencash. But it was created by voluntarists, created by people who understand economics, people who love liberty, and it's got some of the best technology out there, like zero-knowledge anonymity. So if you care about privacy, you really need to be taking a close look at Zencash as a cryptocurrency that you can get involved in. Now, go and learn more over at Zencash.com. And you'll learn that Zencash has more than 8,000 secure nodes, meaning it's one of the most secure networks of any cryptocurrency on the planet. It's one of the newest kids on the block, started back in 2017, and you ought to go and check it out over at Zencash.com. As we continue here, Ian, Melanie, and Mark in the studio with you tonight. So, I don't know, there's really not much else to say here. Madman mows people down with a van on the streets of Toronto, running up on the sidewalk and just plowing over people. And it can happen again, and it can happen again, and no amount of government licensing and no amount of checking is going to be able to put a stop to this, in the same way that no amount of government licensing and checking or just outright bans entirely would put a stop to mass shootings, people who want to kill other human beings. It just won't work.
I've heard people say banning guns is going to somehow stop mass shootings, and maybe mass shootings. I don't know about mass shootings. Mass shootings really aren't the problem. The problem is that does it really matter to you? Really? Ladies and gentlemen, does it really matter to you if the person who shoots you shoots a bunch of other people at the same time? Or
no,
just decides
crime.
To shoot you?
Yeah, it's a terrible crime.
It might bother me more if they shot a bunch of other people, because then people might try to pass gun control in my name, and that would really bother me, to the point where I wrote in my will that nobody's allowed to do that.
Melanie's law.
It's probably not upholdable at all, but it is there.
The only deaths that banning guns is really going to affect are probably suicides. And I'm of the opinion...
So more people will jump off a bridge.
And that you probably just won't do it. There's,
You think somebody's more likely to put a gun to their head than jump off a bridge?
You're thinking of sober suicide.
You're talking about suicidal people here.
The evidence is...
It's not necessarily a rational thinking
The
process.
Evidence is that people who are drinking...
Yeah.
Are more likely to use a gun to blow their head off.
Okay.
So people who are drinking are less likely to climb on the top of the roof or wherever, you know, take a bunch of pills.
There may not be a bridge nearby.
And if you want to take away my self-defense weapons so that you can prevent some idiot some drunk idiot from killing themselves, terribly sorry, I'm not interested in your help. Thanks so much.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, look, I understand... When it comes to suicide, it's a serious issue, and anybody that, you know, you care about, obviously you want them to get through it, not actually kill themselves, because life is worth living, and, you know, you can say all these things to a suicidal person, and hopefully they won't do it, but ultimately someone who is driven to kill themselves is going to do that.
Somebody who's to that point, if you... You're not going to be able to talk them out of it by just telling them nice things. They need actual help.
You need to give them an MDMA pill.
You think that would help with suicide? I wonder.
My guess.
It would probably help a lot in, like, the really short... It probably work as, like, a stabilizing mechanism.
It might. That's interesting.
It might. It's just an idea. But regardless of that, when you talk about... So, for instance, London just recently became more dangerous than Chicago.
Because they banned knives?
Well, no, it's just, they banned guns some time ago, so you can see that...
They also have a knife turn-in now, apparently. You have to be licensed in order to have knives, apparently.
So, you know, if you're trying to ban mass shootings, that worked in London, but you didn't stop violence, and, it didn't work on violence.
Right.
And here in the United States, if you were to remove the top 10 mostly Democratic areas... Democrats tend to be the ones that want to ban guns. The top 10 Democratic metropolitan areas, you would destroy gun numbers just to decimate them. I mean, America would look so much more safe, and almost entirely in these places, it's not a gun ban, but it looks a lot like a gun ban. Right. Now, what they say is, well, we have to have bigger gun banning areas. Well, you got London to look at. It's just not an effective way to stop these things. I'm not saying you should add guns to make things more safe either.
I will say that.
You will say that. And I think that it's a good thing.
Because if you've ever defended yourself with a gun, then you obviously know that it can make things more safe. Right?
There are
millions of people every single year who successfully defend themselves with a gun.
There's many people, I wouldn't be able to tell you the numbers, every year that successfully shoot themselves in the leg, too. So you're not looking at those.
Right,
but then again, you're protecting people you're protecting idiots at the expense of people who are trying to defend themselves.
I'm only saying, no. All I'm saying is that I think that the correlative data between guns and violence is pretty bad.
Right, okay,
if you want correlative data, let's talk about poor people. You want to drive down the rates of gun crime? Take your bottom 20% and shove them across the border to Mexico. Crime in America plummets. From a violent standpoint.
Well, that's not fair to Mexico to just give them all the poor people, but...
Take their top 20% of workers.
Yeah. Well, you can do that, Mark, but then eventually other people will become poor.
We're only talking about correlative data here, okay?
Right, and that's not a very libertarian solution to,
I mean, really, the only people...
Get rid of people
the
you don't
only
like.
People...
I'm only asking if you want to. I don't want to control the area that much.
Yeah.
I want to shoot somebody who's trying to harm my family. That's what I want to do. Boom, center of mass, dead.
Unfortunately,
that's all
you're
I'm
a felon,
looking for.
So you can't legally
No, I
do
don't
that.
Have that, but I could grab a weapon that was nearby and use that.
So if the home invader happens to have one, you could, in theory, disarm that
I could, in theory,
person.
Take them. But at that point, I probably wouldn't be able to use the weapon against them because they're not dangerous anymore.
Hmm.
Well, that's not true. Someone who you just have in a headlock is not in any way neutralized.
If I have a gun, if I have taken their gun from them, they're much more neutralized.
Right, okay, yeah. So if you have a gun on them and they're surrendering, maybe you don't shoot them at that point. But that doesn't mean that then you're not going to have to shoot them.
Yeah, it doesn't mean
they won't lunge at
you or whatever.
That would be a bad move.
So, the toll-free number if you want to join us here, 855-450-FREE like freedom. We've also got Skype. Skype username lrn.fm. People, again, reacting to Madman driving into approximately 24 people in Toronto, Canada earlier today. You're welcome to comment on that. Or also, coming up, Melanie, you're going to tell us what I would consider a related story, that some interesting gun statistics from a study were hidden, apparently, by a certain government agency here in the United States.
One that's disallowed from doing gun studies.
We'll talk about that on the way here, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind. Plus, we've got some cryptocurrency-related news on the way. Haven't talked about that in a while, and you can take control of the airwaves here. This is Free Talk Live. Oh, and apparently Penn State, their outdoors club, no longer allowed to go outside because of safe spaces. It's Free Talk.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. and enter promo code RADIO. You heard right. Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO. Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial on in here and join us on the radio. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Or you can Skype in at Skype username lrn.fm. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
Melanie.
And Mark.
We're talking about, initially it was a van, somebody driving a van in Toronto, running down approximately two dozen people in the streets there. And then also how, you know, pointless it would be, of course, to try to ban vans or, you know, put more restrictions on driving as though that would do something to keep psychopaths off the roads, which, of course, is the proposal when somebody goes on a mass shooting spree, is there's always somebody who proposes banning guns or putting more restrictions on them in the belief that that's actually going to do something. But, Melanie, you had a related story about guns and the Centers for Disease Control, who did some kind of a study about them.
Yes, yeah, so they have been prohibited from using federal money, which is the only money they presumably have, to study gun violence, and this upset all the leftists for several years.
Because the leftists will only believe a government agency that does a study. I mean, anybody in the world that isn't the CDC and using government money, both of those things have to be true, can do a study on guns in this country. But God forbid you try to show that to some leftist. Or the people on the right either that believe that guns make you more safe. I just don't believe that you can show anecdotal evidence, but I don't think you can show sort of societal evidence.
Well, but you don't call the cops when I chase some guy off with a gun successfully.
That's not evidence,
harming
though.
Him. Right.
It's true.
Right, but
it's just not evidence.
It's not as provable.
It happens a lot.
Agreed. I agree. It's just not evidence.
Right. Yeah, so, you know, people have been upset about this since at least since the 90s. because that's when the study was done, because they're convinced, apparently, that it would show that, you know, guns are unhealthy or something, is always how they phrase it, something like that, which is really odd to me, but whatever.
You know, guns can be really unhealthy for you.
But, yeah, if you eat them, I guess.
Yeah, it's a bad idea.
No, it's bad to, you know, tease people who have them.
Okay, so what did the study find?
So it found that there is a... It was eight... I can't find the number right. It was eight times as many people use guns in self-defense as in crime.
Uh-huh. Okay, very interesting.
The CDC found.
Yeah, no, that leftists are definitely not going to like that.
And, of course, this is something we've said on the air. I don't know if we ever saw a study to back it up, but maybe there have been other ones.
There have been private studies, but nobody wants to take those because they're biased.
Just out of curiosity, does this mean that 7 out of 8 times that a gun is used to prevent a crime, it is used against someone who does not have a gun?
That would seem the case. To me, yes.
Because, I mean,
could be.
If a gun was used to commit a crime,
yeah, then it would be
and a gun was used to prevent that crime, then it would be a one-to-one correlation.
I see what you're
Whereas
saying.
Whereas this is people with sharp sticks, knives, nunchucks. I'm not sure.
Or it could be one of those scenarios where you see the video and the guy thinks he's going to rob the convenience store and 5 guys in the convenience store are telling him he's wrong. It could be one of those.
I suppose it could be, yeah, like 5 people to one, you know, what, five armed people to one armed person. Yeah.
Yeah, and then, of course, there's the video of gun shop owners defending successfully their gun store from being robbed by a man with a gun.
Which is just the stupidest thing to rob.
Yeah.
I don't know how desperate you have to be. I know, but why?
Well, some people just want to commit suicide, you know? And
true.
There are plenty of gun owners that will help you.
But this is great news. And so they buried this study. You said it was back in the 1990s, and the CDC is... You know, they're still trying to keep it under wraps. How did this get released? Do we know?
I don't think they said.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting. Maybe the Trump administration declassified it or something like that. I don't know. It wouldn't surprise me. And Trump has done some things that are worth talking about. That's definitely true. And I guess he's planning on meeting with Kim Jong-un at some point, which when was the last time a sitting American president actually met with, you know, the dictator of North Korea? I don't know. It's been a long time, I suspect, since that has happened. So, you want to comment? You're welcome to join us here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And the Skype username is lrn.fm. And was there more about that story that you thought was worth sharing?
Just the only thing...
It's an overwhelming number. I mean, yeah, 8 to 1.
Yeah, it was in the 90s. The only other thing I find important, because I didn't read the actual study, I just read Reason's report of it. There was... Okay. 2.5 million defensive uses of a gun per year.
In the 90s,
you said?
At some
point in the 90s,
okay.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I'd heard. That's what I cited earlier, just sort of randomly throwing out the number millions of times. But again, you said that's reported, right?
I didn't read the methodology,
okay.
So I don't know if they asked people, did you do this and not report it to the cops? I would always assume that number is deflated, but we know 2.5 million.
Yeah. All right. Let's go to Anthony. He's in Virginia. So, again, 8 times as many people, incidents of successful defense stopping crime with a gun versus however many were actual crimes committed with guns. So, a tremendous difference there. Anthony, you're on Free Talk Live.
It's really crazy because if you look at France, Germany, the UK, they have really strict gun laws. And they're having the worst terrorist attacks we've seen since 9/11. Let's be honest. With Paris, but everywhere. It's just Berlin, the shopping mall incident.
Mm-hmm.
If we, the United States, take away our guns, I feel like the world and the United States as a whole would see an increase in crime, an increase of almost every single thing. I mean, think about it. A terrorist or a bad guy won't sit around and look at laws. Like,
no. No, the bad guy's not going to sit around looking at the laws, but he will look around at the place maybe that he's planning on robbing, and if he sees armed people at that place, that bad guy's probably going to think about other options. Probably going to go somewhere where people are less likely to be armed.
And it does seem to be the case that kind of your random general criminal has some kind of idea
awareness of
what the gun laws are, or at least of what the preponderance of people being armed are, because they are more likely to attack a place or in a jurisdiction where they have gun laws than where they don't, even though if you have concealed carry and stuff like that, you don't know if this particular person is armed, but you know that they can be.
You know they can be, but beyond that, in New Hampshire, I can't tell you how many times I've been out. I mean, I've been here more than a decade now, and I've just been out and about and seen guns on people in real life. People I don't know.
Just saw it within the last, it was on Sunday.
Yep.
So what's that, yesterday?
Yeah.
No,
yesterday.
I'm sorry. It was 8 days ago. Excuse me. It was not the last Sunday. It was the Sunday.
Well, what was your circumstance?
Just at a diner.
Yeah.
Saw a random person whom I do not know, and because I mean I think a lot of people think that only the Free Staters.
Yeah, only
the Free Staters do this or something like that. And I don't know that. I know, you know, a lot of movers for the Free State Project, and I don't see them carrying guns too often. So that is just
many
not
of them
so.
Conceal.
Yeah, I mean, I'm of the opinion concealed makes more sense, personally.
Well, it depends on where you are and what you have going on.
This guy had, that sort of twiggy-looking camo on, so I'm...
But I'm saying there are situations in which I have deliberately open-carried for a specific reason.
For sure.
So there are reasons for that, but...
Sometimes the guns I see are concealed guns, meaning that they normally are concealed, but let's say the person has unzipped their jacket. They're inside. I remember I was inside a Chinese restaurant. Somebody had their jacket unzipped, and, you know, their piece was flashing, right? Like, it was pretty clear. There was another guy who actually was, like, unloading his gun out in a parking lot because there was a law at the time where you had to, like, unload the gun before you put it in your car.
That was a ridiculous, dangerous law.
It's a stupid law.
Yeah, that's gone now, thank goodness. But anyway, Anthony, other thoughts you want to share? Go ahead.
Yeah, it's just, look at Detroit or Boston or... Even D.C., our capital, is crazy. They have
absolutely
strict gun laws.
Yep, it seems so correlative. Hey, thank you for the call tonight, Anthony. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And we've got Skype. So Skype on in here at Skype username lrn.fm. Whether it's gun freedoms or whatever you want to discuss, you can take control of the airwaves on Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help. Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite. Pick up 2 bottles of Lickochops, get the 3rd bottle free. New improved Lickochops with omega-6, omega-3, vitamin E, and now 6 extra direct-fed microbials. Even better for the digestive tract and immune system. And dogs love it. Try Lickochops. Buy 2, get 1 free. This is Henry Lukasevic for Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361 for hot and cold therapy. Sunny-bay.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live dial, toll free, join us right here. Our number is 855-453, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. The Skype username, lrn.fm. The Discord on-air call-in line room is available to you over at discord.lrn.fm. And joining you tonight in the studio, it's Ian.
Melanie.
And Mark.
Bitcoin mining. You've thought about getting involved, but you have no idea what you're doing. If you know what you're doing, you're probably already doing it. So if you don't know what you're doing and you want to get involved in Bitcoin mining, you can just go to pool.bitcoin.com. You can choose to mine either Bitcoin Core or Bitcoin Cash. It is up to you which of the two major Bitcoins you want to jump behind, or do them both. Go to pool.bitcoin.com to get involved in that. Mark, you've got a miner, I believe, operating right now.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yep.
I've got one that's doing Bitcoin Cash. I haven't checked on the numbers in a while.
No, I'm sorry. I'm doing Bitcoin Cash, if I wasn't clear. Sorry. They're all Bitcoin as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah,
you know, there's just different words that go behind them to distinguish which one is, you know, the Bitcoins you're talking about.
I feel as though that in August of 2017, Bitcoin died. And from it was birthed two different competing Bitcoins, Bitcoin Core.
I feel like Bitcoin's a technology.
Bitcoin Cash.
And then there's two different, call them currencies in air quotes.
Some would call them forks. They're two different forks of the original technology of Bitcoin. But neither of them is what the original Bitcoin was. They're different. They're different. There's an argument that Bitcoin Cash is truer to the original Bitcoin.
That would be a true statement.
There's an argument, a strong argument for that. Yeah. But it's still not the same thing as the original Bitcoin.
But Bitcoin Core is generally identified as Bitcoin by most of the wallets out there.
So if you're
talking to some noob and you refer to Bitcoin, then they're probably going to think Bitcoin Core. And I think most people are going to think Bitcoin Core. It's just that...
they won't think about the words Bitcoin Core because that's not widely used, but it's a way to differentiate one versus the other.
Yeah.
Whereas, like you said, they're both Bitcoin. So anyway,
disambiguation is the best way to describe it.
You can get into Bitcoin mining, either type, over at pool.bitcoin.com. As we go to Dave, he's in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Dave.
Hey, I did some checking, and I couldn't see any indication that you guys had spoken yet about the Dash grant for the Portsmouth-based AnyPay.
We had not spoken about that, and the reason why I haven't spoken about that, but now that you bring it up, it's, you know, it's open phones here on Free Talk Live, so now I have an excuse to talk about it, because I think it's very, very exciting. Do you want to kind of explain what your understanding of it is, Dave, and then I can kind of fill in?
It's somewhat limited, but the basics are the Dash, as you know, it's cryptocurrency, one of the top 10 or 20, yep. I guess, and it yep. has a sort of governance structure that's pretty well thought out. It allows them to direct money pretty efficiently, and they have a process by which you can apply for grants of some sort. It costs quite a bit to apply,
yep.
but apparently AnyPay applied. It's the Derek J. from Derek J. Victimless Crime Screen.
That's right. Our former co-host here on Free Talk Live, one of my favorites of all time, Derek J. Freeman, and his partner, Stephen, are the folks behind AnyPay, which is a platform to allow local merchants, brick-and-mortar places, to accept cryptocurrency in real life. So you've got like a tablet that's at the register, and it's got the AnyPay app on it, and it allows them to easily accept Bitcoin or Dash or Bitcoin Cash or Litecoin or I think even Dogecoin. So several different options for the business owner and to allow their customers to pay with cryptocurrency. AnyPay launched in the summer of 2017, so it's still relatively new, but they've been very, very, I mean, doing a great job here in New Hampshire of reaching out to local business owners in Portsmouth. And we've done a lot of it with a local activist group here in Keene. And these are the two kind of hot spots for real life cryptocurrency use. People who are into cryptocurrency, many of them have never spent crypto in real life. They just, you know, didn't know it was possible or didn't have anything in their area that would accept it. And then when you come to Portsmouth or Keene, New Hampshire, it's like, here's one place on Main Street, across the street, there's another. You know, there's another a stone's throw away, and there's, you know, restaurants, and you can get your car repaired. In Portsmouth, you can do yoga. I mean, there's all kinds of different things.
My wife has done yoga for crypto. After we had a meal that we paid for in crypto.
And you went to jiu-jitsu, and they're taking crypto there now, too, right?
Well, I was talking about in Portsmouth.
Oh, in Portsmouth.
And
okay.
I didn't go to jiu-jitsu in Portsmouth.
But in Keene, there's jiu-jitsu.
But I did sit and have some coffee at another place while she was doing hot yoga to disco music with a bunch of gay guys,
yep.
You know, and having a wonderful time, you know. So, yeah, you could do crypto. You could just do crypto.
So it's real here in New Hampshire, and it's really a lot of it's due to the fact that AnyPay is out there, and they have this app available for merchants. But, Dave, you're referring to this proposal they made to the Dash, you know, masternodes, I guess you want to call them, that there's this kitty of mining rewards that they have that they can allocate every single month to various different projects to promote Dash. And AnyPay has made what I consider to be a very exciting proposal where they're basically, you know, planning to take this New Hampshire outreach to the next level to, you know, upgrade their software, obviously have more professional level kind of apps available for iOS and Android. And more importantly, do what I consider to be the killer aspect of this proposal, and it's already happening here in New Hampshire, and only in New Hampshire, is where you go, if you spend Dash, which is a competitor to Bitcoin, as you were mentioning, if you spend Dash, which is also known as digital cash in real life at a business in New Hampshire that accepts it, you will get Dash back. Have you tried this, Dave Ridley?
No.
Do you spend cryptocurrency in real life?
Yes.
Okay.
I use gift services, like gift card services, primarily as the main way I spend it.
Okay, so that's not the same, right? Like if you're buying a gift card online and then spending the gift card, the company doesn't know that you paid for that with cryptocurrency. It's a way for you to spend crypto, but the local company doesn't know anything about that. So what I mean is, do you actually spend cryptocurrency in real life, like from your crypto wallet to the wallet of a business in real, you know, bricks and mortar real life?
When I can, but that seems to be fairly rare. Of course, part of that's because I'm such a tightwad.
Okay, well, there's that. But also,
Dave lives very frugally.
I gotcha.
Well, yeah, because you can't usually buy, like, groceries. There's one gas station that takes crypto. But
is there? Which one?
I don't know, but it's apparently on the way to Portsmouth.
No, they went out of business.
Okay.
Sorry. They no longer are taking cryptocurrency at that gas station because it is closed.
Okay, so then there are no grocery stores and no gas stations, so you can't.
That's correct. You can't pay your grocery bill directly with cryptocurrency, but there's a lot of things that you can do with it, and you can go out to eat. You know, so if you do go out to eat, then if you choose one or the other, you can choose to pay with crypto. And if you pay with Dash in New Hampshire, whether it's to get your car repaired or go out to eat or whatever, if you're paying with Dash, you will get Dash back, meaning that as soon as the Dash leaves your wallet and goes to the merchant, literally within seconds, you can watch your wallet, and some amount of Dash will come back into your wallet. So the reason why we hadn't mentioned that publicly was because, well, I've been told not to. But since you brought it up, Dave, it's not a secret now anymore, since they put it, this public proposal that they put up on the Dash network has that information in it. So it's just it wasn't being put out on Front Street necessarily yet, but now it is. And it can only happen in New Hampshire at this point. If they get this Dash proposal approved, at some point it may go global.
I was pretty sure that they already got it approved. But maybe not as of yesterday.
Okay. I didn't look today, but it wasn't there yesterday, so it's probably not approved today.
Assuming that it is, you know, I like to say that the crypto community is going to become the tail that wags the dog. Instead of the government telling them what to do, they're going to tell the government what to do. To me, this is seeing the tail in New Hampshire hopefully get a little bit bigger.
I think it will. And I think that, first of all, the reason why they're not getting approved, I'd just like to add this in here, as you well know, Mark, you've been following this because you've done a proposal for Free Talk Live in the past, which we botched up the first one that we did because we asked for 12 months. And had we done enough research beforehand, we would have figured out that they don't like that. They like a three-month proposal because they want to be able to renew or review it at a more often of a renewal rate.
So what Free Talk Live always did was a quarterly proposal for 3 months, if that
makes
sense.
That's what worked. But you first tried a 12-month, which
That's
is right. what AnyPay did here.
Basically,
they tried a 12-month.
Amanda B. Johnson advised me not to do that. I was of the opinion, well, I'm Free Talk Live. We're nationally syndicated on 150-plus stations and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And ultimately, I'm dealing with amateurs, right? You know, I mean, these people don't see the value because they don't understand the value.
Yeah.
And that's fine. You gotta pitch to your customer.
Yeah.
Don't expect your customer necessarily to rise to you, and that's that.
So I hope that anything gets their approval.
I wouldn't put my chips on that table.
They've only got like a week left, basically, of the voting process, and then they can try again next month. And I certainly hope that they do, because I think that this is where it's at. New Hampshire is absolutely a haven for cryptocurrency. It's, I think, the crypto mecca. Personally, I would love to see somebody challenge me on that. There's more coming up here. 855-450-FREE if you want to join us. Free Talk Live.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Mm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.